Hey, what's up, everybody? Well, here it goes. Where do you stand on free speech? Freedom of speech. This seems to be a big question right now, and I find that quite fascinating that we're actually having this discussion, that people are being silenced, like outright silenced, censored across social media platforms. They're being denied access to certain Western countries because they have a different opinion than a small group of, I guess, media and academics or whatever, I don't know. The minute you start seeing people trying to suppress and censor discussion because, I don't know, they're afraid of being offended or afraid of having an alternative perspective given to them with facts and evidence that they can't debunk, so they're just like, well, I guess if you're not just gonna go along with our storyline, we'll just censor you. And it's not just happening in America, it's not just happening in Europe, it's happening in both places at the same time. Say Western countries in general are going through this whole upheaval of our social political system. I'm totally cool with having multiple points of view. See, on my side, I don't want to censor anybody. Even the most hateful people out there. Let them have a say. I mean, why are we so weak that we can't handle a discussion? You don't beat an idea by locking people into a dungeon. Let's say there's an idea that you disagree with and you want to actively fight against it and you want to prove it wrong. You don't win that argument by locking people away, by banning people from speaking, by censoring their social media accounts, by arresting them, by fining them, by creating laws that's going to silence them even further. That's not how you win a debate. That's not how you engage in any kind of debate when you're talking about any particular idea. The way that you beat an idea you disagree with is you bring a new, better idea to the table. You bring facts and evidence to the table to debunk the points and the ideas that you disagree with. You don't censor it. You don't silence people. To me, it shows cowardice. You need to understand what's actually happening, and you need to get on the right side of history. I'm not going to beat around the bush anymore. I'm absolutely appalled at what's happening to Western countries right now. I was born and raised in Canada. I have European descent through and through. That's who I am. I'm a straight white male. You're just going to have to get over that. And I might have opinions about things that you don't agree with. And you're going to have to get over that too. And we're going to have to find some common ground. And this was always the problem behind this idea of the multicultural melting pot. And when I say multicultural, I'm not just talking about different races of people coming together. I'm talking about different cultural ideas being thrown into this big soup that are all competing against each other, that disagree with each other, and that have been fighting and killing each other for thousands of years. You're just going to throw everybody into one big mix and expect to have peace, freedom, and harmony happening around you? Whoever has that idea, you need to check the facts and look around you right now. And see, it seems to be that there's an idea that if we, before the world was all separated and diced up into territories and there's all these borders and different cultures and nations and religions, and then they would periodically go to war together, and that's what's created all this chaos. And so to have peace and order and to end war and to activate John Lennon's dream and all this stuff, we have to just do away with all cultural identities, all racial identities, now even all gender identities, and just like convince people that all of those things are just an illusion when in fact they're not. And it's causing more harm than good. And when you have people that want to talk about this, like myself or anybody else, and you disagree with our points on it, and you're just going to go out and censor us, it just shows who you are. It shows that you have no integrity, that you have no virtue, that you have no courage, and that you have no intelligence. Because somebody that has courage and intelligence would be fine with just debating opposing ideas instead of silencing them. That's tyranny. That's where tyranny begins. It always begins with free speech. You take away people's basic rights of free speech and the right to defend themselves. And right now, those are the biggest debates that are happening right now. Have you noticed that? The two biggest debates happening right now have to do with taking away people's right to defend themselves and taking away people's right to speak their mind freely and to present their case freely. This has never gone well, my friends, in any page of history. It's never gone well. And it's never gone well because it's not a sound, rational, or intelligent idea. It's the idea of tyrants. It's the idea of control freaks. It's the idea of cowards. And it's the idea of losers. That's where it comes from. It comes from a psychological issue, in each individual that makes up these groups that we call the left or the globalist or the enemy or whatever, they're made up of individual people that have bought into these ideas for one reason or another. And the main reason they bought into them has to do with an emotional bias, not necessarily an intellectual one. Although many intellectuals do share the ideas of the radical left and all that. But it's funny about that, actually. I posted a really great quote. Michael Parenti, he's a political scientist, he was commenting on propaganda, and he was saying that propaganda feeds the intellectual class more than the average citizen class, right? Because the intellectual class reads the most material, so they're exposed to the most amount of reading of books and literature and all that, and they don't necessarily have the same connection to the real world, so a lot of their ideas come from a fantasy. So if you want to insinuate propaganda into the country to change the direction of a country or to completely overthrow it and take it over, then what you do is you hit up the academic circles first. It's like a virus. The virus spreads into academia. Academia spreads it to the young, bright minds that are trying to make something of themselves and that want to learn about these things, and they go to universities. They pay lots of money to go and become educated, right? And the definition of being educated now is completely different than what it was, say, 20, 30 years ago. And then the media picks up on that, and then it's just this domino effect that happens in society. And when it becomes prevalent enough, and then you have mass immigration from all over the world that have different cultural and religious and social views than the population that made up the country, then you have all these competing ideas, and in the mix of that, you have propaganda running through the mix all as well. And now you've created division. You've divided a society against itself. And maybe people do this out of an idea of virtue that they want to help change things, but it's whether it's malicious or whether it's an ignorance thing, it's still horrific. And the consequences are disastrous. So I urge you to think, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you find yourself, regardless of your cultural, racial, or religious, or gender background, or whatever identity you want to go with, regardless of that, you're a human being. Do you want to have the right to speak your mind freely without barriers from government or any other societal influence? Do you want to have the ability to speak freely and to pursue your destiny and to activate your potential and actualize your potential in the world? Do you want to be free to do that? If you start there, and you say, well, yes, I do want that. And then you answer, well, but I don't want it for other people. Then you're a hypocrite. And it's not a sound, rational idea anymore. But if you can say that, well, yes, I would like to have that right. And there's a lot of people out there that I disagree with. But if I realize that if I want to have that right, I have to let other people have that right as well. Well, then maybe we can get somewhere. Maybe we can get somewhere in this conversation. We can actually sit down and have rational discourse about these issues. These are very serious issues. They're very complex issues. I don't claim to know everything about it. I don't think anybody does. We're all trying to figure it out. We're in a new time. We're in a totally new situation that we've never really faced before in history. So this is a turning point. This could be a turning point for the good or a turning point for the bad. Kind of depends how things go, eh? If I jump over to another thing that's happening while all of this social unrest is going on, technologically, we are on the verge of absolute transformation from anything you think you know about the world. If you're following the trends in artificial intelligence, machine learning, biotech, nanotech, surveillance technology, I mean, on and on and on we could go. It's shocking. It's shocking what's being rolled out and what's being talked about seriously about how we're going to implement this technology. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm not against technology. I think technology can liberate humanity in so many ways. It already has. I mean, if you live in a house that has hot running water, you're already well ahead of the game. Like, you're wealthier than any king that ever lived in any castle in the medieval times who's shivering in his castles, right? But technology can get out of hand, especially when we have a very immature species using it. We're not very mature, guys. I mean, we're not very mature. We're new. We're young. We act like young teenagers. That's... If you look at the general population of people and you look at what's happening in the world right now, the psychological level of most people is in arrested development, and it hasn't developed past the age of 13, and that's a problem. Most people haven't developed intellectually past the age of 13. There's actually been studies on this. Psychologists have come out and complained about this forever. This is a big problem if we want to uphold the standard of virtue, morality, and freedom. If that's the goal with this experiment of founding something based on freedom and the rights of an individual and private property and the rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and free market and fairness, justice for all, justice. Justice for all doesn't mean making everybody equal. Justice for all means making it fair and balanced in accordance with the laws of nature. That's what justice is. So when people say the word justice, they don't always mean it. They mean what they think justice is. But justice is something that's completely... The concept of justice is independent of your opinion. The concept of truth is independent of your opinion. And if we look at it like that, and we look like, oh, we're here seeking truth. I'm trying to calibrate my mind to what the truth is. I'm trying to learn and discover what the truth is. I'm investigating what the truth is. I want to know what's right and what's wrong, what's just and what is unjust. If we have that kind of humility operating as a basis for our thinking, then we can progress, truly progress. But when we stifle that process and we say, no, we're going to tell you what the truth is. We're going to create a reality that is devoid of nature completely. We're going to take nature and everything about you that's natural and just throw it in the trash can. Your immune system sucks, so we're going to reprogram your immune system to work on a biochemical basis. Now it's being said, Ray Kurzweil just came out and said, your DNA is outdated. And biotech is going to come in and save the day. So they're going to biologically reprogram, they're calling reprogram your DNA. And of course he spouts off all this stuff about health benefits and all this kind of stuff. But you got to really stop and think about what the implications for humanity and the future of the world is when we start tinkering around with DNA on a biochemical and biotechnological level. Like that's just like, you really have to understand that. And you understand that if control freaks and tyrants ever got a hold of that technology, what that technology could be used for, like the implications for freedom is insane. I mean, just look at the fact that in many different areas, they're trying to re-educate you. It's an old communist idea. Came out of the Soviet Union. Re-education camps. Oh, you don't agree with us? You don't agree with our stupid philosophy and our tyrannical way of life that caused the genocide and mass death and starvation of millions upon millions of people everywhere in the world that's tried? You don't agree with that? Well, you get to go to a re-education camp so you can be re-educated about the truth, which is a bunch of bullshit. And we don't want any independent dissent, so we're reining in on that, and we're creating hyper-collectivity so that you can walk in step like robots. We want you to be robots. We want you to be psychological robots, and we want you to actually be biological robots. That seems to be that's the general impression I've gotten thus far, so prove me wrong on that. That's the general impression of all the stuff I've put together. I'm like, that's what they want. The people that are behind this... materialist paradigm in the world of science, and that are behind this idea that, well, technology can liberate human beings from starving and you know, dying out in the wilderness, so it must, there's a flaw in nature. Nature is not perfect. Nature needs to be reprogrammed by human beings because, you know, we know what the fuck we're doing, right? So we're going to reprogram your DNA. We're going to integrate you with machines. We're going to have all of our systems run by computers. Even your relationships are going to be with computers and robotic machines, not human beings. Organic, we don't want organic food. We don't want an organic way of thinking. We don't want organic freedom-based political systems. We want everything to be structured and ordered. It's these people that are control freaks and they want to micromanage anything. Have you ever met these kind of people in your life? That just need to micromanage every little fine detail of not just their life, but they fucking have this desire that's so deep inside of them to go and micromanage your life. How many people do you know that are control freaks beyond all reason and rationality? So just multiply that by a million and give them a whole bunch of money, power, and influence, and I think you're gonna start to understand what's really going on in the world. I mean, there's so many more things I guess I could say on that, but does it really need to be said any more than that? I mean, start with the premise of where do I stand on freedom? Do we think about freedom? We're just talking about this on the Unslaved podcast. Everybody's up in arms about slavery and who enslaved who and who was the most, which race and culture was the most brutal to other races and cultures. And there's this little competition of who was the most evil shites in history and that we still have to pay for it forever today. And you're like, no, you're not even touching on the worst form of slavery imaginable. The worst form of slavery is psychological and attitudinal slavery. That's the process that starts things like physical slavery and the horrors that every race and culture has committed against each other. Everybody's got a gold medal in that world. Like, stop saying one guy's more. Everybody's guilty at some point. Like, this is a human problem. This isn't a race problem. This is a human problem. The human problem is that we've been bred. We've been bred by social engineers, by ideas, whether they come from priests or whether they come from politicians or media orgs. We've been bred, we've been programmed, and we've been trained like dogs, like cattle, to think in a certain way from day one. And it's been generations of that. And there's been a generational shift that's happened. And now look at the millennial generation. Lazy, full of opinions with zero evidence or information behind it, no desire to really find out what the truth is, completely succumbing to their emotions, addicted to every drug known to man, extremely extroverted to the point where there's no concept of selfhood anymore, just pleasing the crowd, collectivized beyond all measure, technologically integrated already, you know, tapped into their phones 24/7, tapped into technology 24/7. All the information they get comes from some very, very biased sources. It's just, I'm not saying all, I'm just saying we have an epidemic, right? Suffering from depression on scales that have never been seen before, committing suicide in levels we've never been seen before. On and on we could go with the problems of the younger generation right now. And guys, this is the future. These people are the future. I mean, here's a quick example. Look at what's going on with Twitter. Look what's going on with Twitter. Have you seen some of these insider exposés of interviews, you know, hidden camera interviews with executives and people that work at Twitter that are actually saying, yeah, if anybody has any kind of right-wing or conservative views, or they're in any way pro-Trump, or they're any way love America or love Western civilization, we're just going to shut down their Twitter account. We're going to censor them, and we're going to bot the hell out of them so that their stuff doesn't get seen. And basically, anybody that dissents from this postmodern cultural Marxist viewpoint is going to be censored. And you can say, well, it's a private company, they can do what they want. Okay, are you happy with having a communist organization that has that kind of control and influence in the world to censor information? Like, is that what you want to support? Because if it's a free market, well, what should happen is that all the people that don't agree with that should pull away from something like Twitter and create something even better that's just more open. You don't hear anybody from people on my side of it wanting to censor people that disagree with our points. The more conversation, the better. That's what we're advocating for. But why on their side are they trying to censor it? Well, look at the people that are these executives. They're fucking kids. The programmers, they're all kids, and they're all 90% of them are immigrants. No, I mean, I have no problem with immigrants. I'm just saying there's not really like a love for Western civilization. Like, it's not instilled in them. They've been raised to hate their own country. They've been raised to hate Western culture, many of them. I'm not saying all, but clearly, if that's what's happening, we have a bias in an organization like Twitter, and we know the same thing as Google and YouTube, and it's just getting insane. You're not going to have a platform anymore of where you can go and speak an opposing idea. There will be no more controversy anymore. There will be no more discussion or argumentation, which means it's either going to go to pure violence, or we're all going to be turned into the Borg, and we're just going to have to assimilate, and that's a problem. Right? I'm very concerned about it. I really like doing shows and episodes on how to build your self-esteem, how to actualize your potential, how to discover who and what you are and go out and do something great in the world. But if we don't have a system in place that's going to protect that, what's the point? What's the point? If you don't have a free... The only reason we can even have the discussion about actualizing your potential and learning about who you are and getting motivated to go out and do something great in the world is because we have a system, and we built a system here in the West where you do have the freedom of speech, you do have the right to defend yourself, you do have the right to dissent, and there are opportunities because we do have the free market's been getting whittled away, but we do have a semblance of a free market, and that's why we're still the freest country on the planet. The only reason that you can have the conversation about self-actualization is because we have a system that supports that. When we get rid of that support, the conversation goes out the window, which means your ability to access your true potential goes out the window, which means the only way you're going to live is by giving up your sovereignty as a human being. And I don't want to live in a world that has that. I've been fighting against it since the moment I started catching wind of all this. And I mean, we really got to get up to speed on this issue. So I'm going to be fighting the fight. I hope you're fighting the fight. Keep an open mind, research both sides, listen to the debates, encourage argumentation, rational, of course. We're not just here to spit at each other and throw feces at each other. We should have a rational discourse about big, serious problems that affect us all. And we need to really think seriously about the direction that our country is going, our countries are going, at the hand of these globalist, Marxist, postmodern, radical left, satanic, whoever the hell, that are trying to curtail freedom, trying to micromanage the world. And whether they're evil or just dumb, it's besides the point, really, because it's happening and we need to fight against it. And we need to really consider, what is freedom and do I value it? And not just do I value it and, yeah, Dave, I agree with you, but are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing to go out and not fight physically, but to go out and fight ideas with better ideas? Are you willing to educate yourself so you can become eloquent and conversant with the facts? Are you willing to clean up your own life, get your life in order, and get your mind in order, and get your house in order before you go out and try to change the world? Are you willing to walk the path of being a self, being a fully realized self? It's a hard path, but it's what it takes. Are you willing to accept personal responsibility for your actions or non-actions? Or are you just content to sit there and point fingers at the world and at everybody else, or at a particular group of people, or at a particular race of people, or this or that? Are you just going to be a victim, or are you going to be a victor in life? That's what this all comes down to. So join me, and let's keep this discussion going as long as we possibly can. Let's dissent from tyrannical laws, speech laws, blasphemy laws. Let's dissent from tyrannical actions by government to try to censor free speech in whatever country you live, because I know what's happening everywhere right now. Let's dissent against influences in our culture that are devastating to our young people, that are pornographic, that are filthy, that are anti-freedom, that are anti-intellectual thought, that are anti-justice. Like, fight against it as hard as you fucking can. I know I will be.